Okay, thank you. Yeah, again, of course, it shouldn't be just completely dark and depressing. So, and it shouldn't be seen as some kind of sly political agenda behind it, propaganda hidden into some graphic novel. So it shouldn't like try to say which side is the good and which is the bad, but simply show, first of all, the facts. We focus there on colonialism, but much seen from the point of view of what's going on in the hearts of us people, us humans today on this planet. And how do we behave toward each other, nature, and so on, because of what's going on in our hearts. So it's there. And we got the Mahabharata, the mythological realm that comment upon this whole thing, again, lifting it to more human drama rather than a political one. And it's about these people like Maria, whatever she will be, Rick, Pio, and the others, some aging, some young, and there is then, of course, a bigger story here, the jewel story, which is about the path of love. And we should have that there somewhere, if nothing else, then kind of underlying, hinting at it. Yeah, of course, we have our P.O. who is still looking for love in a way. I mean, although he has kind of given it up, the female love for this life. But the higher love, the that's where he is, right? Not just focusing on family or partner or near friends, but to see the bigger one, not us against them and all of that. And we can show the religious aspect of that as well, that the devotees can understand this respect, tolerance, the Vaishnava qualities, we can get in there, Dharma, we can get in there. So it should, I mean, it is a humoristic story in many ways too, because it's so absurd how these leaders in these countries behave, and those greedy business people and so on. And this way it is a little like, I forgot the name of this director now, the Monty Python animator. Like Brazil or such movies, we can make it a little absurdist that way as well. But then at some point we hit you with the actual reality there. These people children being killed and suffering, people, you know, rape, professional soldiers, you know, just like to go out and kill and rape and these subhuman beings of the enemy. And we can... So these things should go on. And it could be like this, that this corporation thing, of course, is where we start, and it could be so that this violence, this war things, just like it is today, basically, are going on first invisibly. Everything is fine. You know, people in general, they just... And the global north, you know, they think they are great and everything is great because they still have the money and the houses and the this and the that, but then they start to lose that. Things are happening. The surface is kind of starting to crack. So we can really show that. First we show that ordinary people world, and even as I think I said before, but exaggerated so you can feel it's like fabricated for those people. There's something not natural about it, and the lifestyle they live, and we can just look at the life that people live here in the West now, the privileged class on earth, but that's changing. So yeah, and again, in this story we infuse little events and things and side stories, whatever that, and Easter eggs as you can call it, that hint a little what's behind there, this Jules wrote story, yeah, I already said that.